allowing yourself to know that you are shifting. And let's talk a little bit about the idea of shifting. Because you're shifting, well, really? You're shifting all the time. You're never really not shifting. Here's the clue. You've all talked about the idea, you've all heard about the idea to some degree of what you now recognize in your society as parallel realities. You even have movies about them now. You even have books about them now. You even have television shows about parallel realities now. It is finally leaked into your understanding to a degree where you're actually being able to use these concepts in your entertainment. So you all basically understand the concept, at least on some level, in some way, of parallel realities. Something that may or may not be similar to your own reality time track, may be different in a subtle way, may be different in a very profound way, but is going on alongside, in a sense, your reality at the very same time. All parallel realities coexist simultaneously. That means all lives coexist simultaneously, and what you call the past and what you call the future, in a sense, is just another parallel reality track going on simultaneously that for the purposes of convenience in a space-time reality, you choose to define as past, you choose to define as future. But that's just your definition. It doesn't mean that there actually is a future or a past. All realities coexist right here, right now, because there is only here and now. Look around. Anytime you wonder what time it is, it's always now. There is no then. There is no when. It's always now. Always will be. Always has been, so to speak. What you call, what you experience as different moments is actually the same one moment, the same one eternal moment from a different point of view. That's what you experience that you call different moments in the space-time linear framework illusion. But knowing that what you're actually doing is seeing exactly the same eternal infinite moment from a different point of view tells you that every single little change, every single little shift is nothing but a different point of view of the same existence, the same eternal now. And thus, you can realize that in order to experience movement at all, you actually must be shifting your perspective and shifting from parallel reality to parallel reality, moment to 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 moment. That's what the moments are, is shifting your perspective of that eternal moment that contains everything. So, in reality, you're already shifting through billions, literally billions of parallel realities every second in order to even have the illusion you call movement in physical reality. Because each and every parallel reality is by itself unmoving. It's like a still photo. It doesn't move. It's just a description of a position relative to other things. This is one whole parallel reality. This is another, and 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 another. Much like your frames of animation, much like your frames of film. The idea is that you're shifting already through billions of parallel realities a second, but you don't know it, because each parallel reality you are choosing to shift to is so similar to the last one you existed in that you don't notice that you are an entirely different universal parallel reality. Now, if you can allow yourselves to wrap your mind around the fact that at every moment you're actually shifting through billions of absolutely different discrete parallel realities, now you can take a step back and go, oh my goodness. The idea of how to know you're doing that is to create a greater degree of difference in the next parallel reality you shift to so you'll recognize that you've already been shifting all the time. The way you notice that you're shifting is to create a greater degree of difference between the subsequent parallel realities. And the greater degree of difference you can create with your ability to redefine what your preferred reality will be, the greater shifting you will be aware of, the greater ability you will have to perceive the shifts that are going on automatically all the time in a seemingly smooth and continuous fashion. But that continuity is an illusion. So if you're willing to really, truly start redefining your reality, the reality you prefer, by following your excitement, by acting on it, your true vibration, by being who you really know you are in a bold and applicable way in your experience of physical reality, the greater and greater and greater shifts you will be able to perceive in your reality, the bigger leaps you will take from one parallel reality to the next in terms of how you define them, and the greater the comparison difference will be between the two, and then you will know, really perceive, really experience that you are truly shifting in a superconductive and hyperconductive way. You are truly flowing through a slipstream of energy of your own consciousness and becoming more and more aware that you're already doing all the things you actually desire to do. It's just that now you need more ability to become more aware of that fact rather than learning anything new. Make sense? All right. So, we will let all of that sink in. Absorb it at your own rate. It is all in there. Just take it in at whatever rate your belief systems will allow you to, and I guarantee you that when you begin to truly, consciously, and intentionally apply what we have just talked about and come up with these realizations and allow them to click in your psychology, you will start to see time and space become far more plastic, far more malleable. Synchronicity will start to amplify and magnify, and you will find that you're able to allow time and space to become very, very slippery so that magical things can happen very easily, very effortlessly, whereas heretofore it seemed to take too much effort. Let go of the idea that you need effort to learn to do new processes. You are already a flawless creation machine. You already automatically shift through billions of parallel realities every second. You are expanding faster than the speed of light, but the speed of light is just your illusionary barrier to the experience of space-time reality. But you yourself, your consciousness itself, expands more rapidly, way more rapidly, than the idea you call the speed of light, which compared to the idea of infinite consciousness is very, very slow. So, let all this begin to sink in at whatever rate, in whatever way you need to. If you wish to listen to the recording again a few times, it's up to you. If you think you've got it, that's fine. Just let it sink in and let it reveal itself to you at whatever rate your belief system is comfortable in becoming aware of these ideas, and use them as you wish, use them as you desire, use them as you prefer. They are tools that you can apply in your physical reality. These awarenesses are tools you can apply in your physical reality and get an effect. Remember, what you in your reality have now more recently called the law of attraction, what we in our reality call the third law, is what you put out is what you get back. It's as simple as that, but simply remember that what you're getting back is nothing but a reflection. You are the prime cause in your life. Nothing else controls you. Nothing else can. Nothing else has the power to. Only by your agreement can you be affected by anything anyone else offers you, be it positive or negative. Only by your agreement, whether it be unconscious or conscious, only by your agreement can you co-experience anything similar to what another individual is choosing to experience. So it's completely in your hands. It's completely up to you. You are completely self-empowered beings. Therefore, all of this simply comes to you by way of information that works for us in our reality that we know can work for you in your reality, but it's up to you to decide whether or not you prefer to take it in and use it in that way. If you do not, it's up to you, because we love you unconditionally and must allow you to decide what is true for you.